is Success Series with Pete Asmus.
So let's talk about Jeremy right before we bring him on. When we talk about We Buy Houses, it's a system. You're buying a system, but the system doesn't do it for you. You don't buy the system, put it into your computer and go, okay, well, I'm done, and walk away and go and sit on a yacht. That's not how it works. And that's what everybody's looking for. It doesn't exist. Because if I had a system that I could plug into my computer and it would just make me millions of dollars, why would I be sharing that if that, because obviously there's a supply and demand type of thing, right? And if I give, if everybody wants gold, all right, and then I give everybody gold, all of a sudden gold isn't valuable anymore because everybody has it. It's the same thing like what we talk about, you know, inflation, deflation, right? The dollar bill, when the government makes a grip of money, it becomes less valuable because it's everywhere. It's circulated, right? So the reality is if there's a really good system, it only works with people that work it. There's got to be something unique. And let me tell you what the unique thing is. It's you. It's you. Any tool. Everybody can have the same tool. We can all grab a hammer. But let me tell you, the ability for somebody that's a carpenter to build something versus you or I is significantly different because that tool is extremely effective in his hands. Not so much with you and I, right? When it comes to a bandsaw, when it comes to like ice sculptures, all that kind of thing, any kind of artist, right? The tools are just that. They're tools. They're only as good as the person telling the tool what to do. So I know I kind of went off, but I think that's something that I want you guys to really focus on. I want you to realize that everything that we bring to you on this show, all these tools, all these resources, all these people, they're only good if you use them. Jeremy comes on, tells you all this great stuff. He's going to give you a bunch of great information, right? And you guys are going to go, oh, that's awesome, man. That would be so cool to talk to him. But you know, he'd never take my call. Again, shame on you. That's stupid. If he's giving you out his phone number, if we're giving you out our addresses, like Clint Coons, right, with his free book, going to c2creia.com/free book. It's a free book. It's a real book. He's going to sign it and mail it to you. If you're not taking advantage of that, I don't understand. It just doesn't make sense to me. I've got a book. If you go to c2creia.com/forceyourdreams or just go to c2creia.com and right on the front page, right there on the right side, you're going to see download my ebook. There's so many resources on this page, on this website for you to take advantage of. The reality is, but you still, right? You have to take advantage of it. You have to go make something happen. And that's what we're here to support you and do. That's what we want to help make that happen for you. Because, and this is why I was saying this whole story when I was talking to him and they said they want you to tell people how it really is. People don't realize that, you know, my son had cancer at 5. That changed my whole world. From at one point, I was literally in the corporate world building a corporation. I had gone from California all the way to Texas. In fact, if you watch the acquisitions in action last night, you'll see Scott because it was called Extreme Clean and he knows the company. And then I got to Texas and my son got cancer and it basically shut down my life. I lost everything. And I didn't lose him. He made it through it. He's actually what taught me that I needed to stop whining, that I was where I was because I chose to be there, that my life was a reflection of what the decisions and the choices that I chose to make, not anything that anybody else did to me. Because him getting cancer was not his fault, but he didn't play a victim. He didn't play the victim and go, this is horrible, and then he didn't give up. And he's one out of two children that made it through that whole thing. And that showed me that I could do anything. And ever since then, it feels like life has kicked me over and over and over. I swear, man, it's like, my God, are you kidding me again? Come on. But I keep forcing myself through it. I keep not giving up. I keep being consistent with what I do every single day. Whether I'm excited about it or not, today's video was awesome. Didn't want to do it in the morning. Didn't want to get up. But I did, and I did it. And it's about consistency. And when you're consistent, then you're going to get opportunities because people will see that they can rely on you. They can rely on you to perform a certain task because they've seen you do it over and over and over and over and over. So guys, get consistent with who you are so that when people contact you, they know who they're going to be talking to. Make sure that you're not afraid of success. Don't fear it. Run towards it. And with that, I would like to bring on, I can see him standing outside shivering in the cold, I know I see you, Jeremy. Come on in, Jeremy Brandt. All right, guys. Man, you guys get so excited. I love it. It's so awesome. Jeremy, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Pete. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, man. Awesome. I'm excited to have you on. I love We Buy Houses. It's a great brand. You're the CEO, right?
Correct.
Okay, because that would be weird if you weren't at this point. I would like if you could give me a little, like, 2-3 minute background on kind of who you are, how you got into real estate, how you got into, well, let's just go with real estate, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, so, you know, I, back in the late 90s, was kind of a technology geek. I was designing computer networks for a lot of the internet startup companies that were blowing and going and had way too much money at that time, and loved what I was doing. And I was working for a consulting company and traveling all over the United States and all over the world helping companies with their technology. And as a lot of people have this story during that time, had lots of stock options in a startup company. And before I could sell any of them, the stock market crashed, the technology market crashed. The company I was working for went from the cover of Forbes magazine to totally bankrupt. Lost all of my stock options, didn't get to cash any of them in, and now had a skill set that was not in demand at all in the marketplace, kind of a high-tech consultant. Nobody was hiring those people in 2001. And so really started looking around for what I was going to do next, and got into real estate investing through a friend of mine. I told him I'd help him kind of automate his business if he'd teach me the real estate investing market. And so we teamed up and pretty quickly started flipping.
Is brilliant right there. That's the partnership that, honestly, going back to like Ivan and I, he had a piece that I didn't have. I had a piece that he didn't have. And that sounds exactly like what you and your partner had.
Absolutely. Yeah. I had the technology expertise to automate a lot of his business, and he had a successful real estate business that I could model and learn from. And so we teamed up and started flipping houses in the Dallas-Fort Worth area where we're based, and just had a blast. Within 6 months was flipping lots of houses, having lots of fun, and started applying my technology background to the real estate investing market. So I kind of naturally think of things in a tech way. And so we started doing marketing on the internet to find home sellers who needed to sell their house to an investor. And I started doing that marketing and had home sellers from all over the country contacting us to sell their house. And I wasn't going to fly to Miami just to look at an individual property. So I just started cold calling real estate investors in those markets and saying, we got a guy that wants to sell his house quick for cash. Can you talk to him? And if you buy it, send us a check. And the real estate market was taking off, and so there was an unlimited number of those people in every market that wanted to buy those leads and buy those deals from us. And so over the course of a year, I really started a business selling leads to residential real estate investors all over the U.S. and Canada, and built that up for many years, had a lot of fun, met a lot of amazing people. And then, of course, the story, the real estate market crash. So I always tell people, whatever industry I'm in, you should stay out of because it's probably going to crash 2 years later.
Right.
But so we, we had
and
to
you even
circle.
Took the real estate industry up all the way, too. I mean, you took, that's 2006, right? That's at the height of everybody was having a party. I mean, that's the Wolf of Wall Street type of action happening. And then you just tore it down. So you did that to the internet business. And then you did that to the real estate business. You're kind of a bad omen at first, is
right.
What happens.
If I've learned anything, I should only be in any business for 2 years. Then find
yeah, exactly.
Else to do,
as soon
crash.
As we start making a lot of money with Jeremy, bail. Just sell everything and get the hell out real quick because it'll drop. And then get back in because look at what you did. You've now brought it back up again. I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah, so it's a rags to riches again kind of story with what we're doing in real estate. So we circled the wagons and really kind of hunkered down for a few years, as a lot of people did, changed our business model a few times, and then as the real estate market started to come back, most of our competitors had gone out of business, and so we were really perfectly positioned to take advantage of the real estate market and help a lot of the new investors that were coming in and the old investors that had gone and done something else for a few years and were now ready to come back in as the market had shifted to help those investors build their business. So the two businesses that we have now are a company called Fast Home Offer, where we sell leads to real estate investors and real estate brokers all over the United States. And then the company WeBuyHouses.com that I bought 2 years ago, and that we've really built into a system that real estate investors can operate under and give them the marketing tools and things they need to help grow their business.
Well, when we come back from the break, let's talk more about both of those things. I know I went a little bit long, but what you were saying was just awesome, and I didn't want to break away from that. Guys, right now you are listening to Investing Coast to Coast Success Series with Pete Asmus on Bloomberg Radio from L.A. to around the world on c2creah.com/live. We are downloaded in, what, 70-plus countries? That's because I am allergic to average. I'm telling you guys right now, we are empowering your real estate, providing real strategies and solutions to change your life while giving you guys the resources and support like Jeremy Brandt, right? To go make something happen.
We'll be right back with Pete Asmus and Ivan Obron on Investing Coast to Coast.
Hi, I'm Pete with Investing Coast to Coast with Pete Asmus and Ivan Obron. I know some of you are interested in getting involved in real estate, but you're still a little scared. Well, why not try the paper trading of real estate? Homevesting the game. That's right. Learn how to rescue, rehab, and resell properties before you do it in real life. Guys, you don't want to practice with your own money. Why not practice with a game? The paper trading of real estate. The online game is coming soon, and that version, you could win the proceeds from a flip. In order to purchase your board game, go to homevesting.com and enter the promo code C2C. It'll save you 50% off now.
Coming soon, Homevesting Junior for Kids.
What's the difference? Really? As a residential real estate investor, you should ask, what's the difference in real estate insurance? As it turns out, there's a big difference. Real estate investors require a unique insurance product, and National Real Estate Insurance Group is the nation's leader in real estate risk management solutions. We offer full-service residential and commercial insurance solutions to investors, including bulk REO companies, large-scale landlords, and rehabbers. National Real Estate Insurance Group is the only place where you can combine all your investment properties under one insurance policy with major benefits such as monthly billing, same day proof of insurance, no vacancy clauses, and coverage for every phase of your property, from vacant to rented or under renovation. See how National Real Estate Insurance Group can make a difference for you. Go to NREinsurance.com. That's NREinsurance.com. Or call 800-900-5324. 800-900-5324.
Hi, this is Ivan with Investing Coast to Coast with Pete Asmus and Ivan Obron. If you're not where you want to be right now, but you're ready to get to the next level, come join our goals program at c2creah.com/goals and let us help you achieve your full potential.
And now, back to Investing Coast to Coast with Pete Asmus and Ivan Obron.
All right, there we go. Look at that. That time I had my applause in. My audience was all on cue. They were good to go. You know, speaking of that, Jeremy, I don't know if you've heard our last on our sponsor there, NREIG or National Real Estate Insurance Group. They have, I don't know if you knew this, they have over 39,000 properties now that they are insuring across the United States. That's pretty cool, right?
That's amazing.
That's a lot of properties. Like when you think about it, that is a grip of properties. And one of the cool things that they do is they have a portfolio, which is when you buy a, like for instance, let's say we went and I do want to talk to you about this, by the way, because I need properties in Southern California right now. I am looking to do a deal. I've got, like I said, on Monday, I was talking to some show developers. And one of the things I want to be ready for is if they do want to do something locally, that I have something here. All of the stuff that we're working on is all like away from here. So we would literally have to fly on a plane to go check it out, which is cool, but I would love to have something locally too. So, if you had something, that would be amazing, because here's the thing, guys, let's say you guys go and you get together with Jeremy and you're buying a few houses and now you're flipping them. Well, typically when you have insurance, you're going to have to get each insurance, you're going to have to get a different rider for each one of the properties. And then when one's gone, you've got to turn it back in and then start a new one. And the way NREIG does it, or National Real Estate Insurance Group does it, is they actually put it into like a portfolio. So you can put them in, take them out, and you're not rewriting all these crazy things every single time you flip a property or bring one in or sell one. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's kind of cool, right? So when we talk about Jeremy, when we talk about you, we talk about We Buy Houses. Why did you buy We Buy Houses? Because that's a pretty good brand. You went in, though. You obviously thought there was a way that you could make it better too, right?
Yeah. So, you know, We Buy Houses as a company has been around for, 15 years or so. And I've been working with the original owners for many, many years on different ventures and had always kind of been chasing them to sell the company because I really had a vision for creating a national brand around residential real estate investing where we could give people the tools and resources they need to run their business and not start off from square one. And, you know, people spend so much time when they start a business sweating the details that don't really matter a whole lot. So they're trying to figure out how to get their postcards ordered and get their business cards made and, you know, how to incorporate their LLC. And so there's all these little things that a lot of times people suffer from analysis paralysis in their business where they spend all their time doing the non-effective things and the things that they're not great at when they should be out talking to home sellers and doing, you know, what I call their highest and best use.
I love it. You know, that's funny that you say that. We were talking about that yesterday and we talk about, you know, the fact is I even said this. I said, look, you could do a million things today, but what is going to get you towards your goal? Those are the actions that you need to take. Otherwise, you're going in different directions, but they're not leading you to where you actually want to be, which is exactly what you're saying, to focus on productivity, not activity, right?
Right. I mean, it's the old Stephen Covey model. Are you focusing on the things that are urgent and not important, or important but not quite so urgent? And to be really successful, you've got to spend a lot of time focusing on the really important but not necessarily urgent things.
That makes sense. Now, if I'm listening right now and I'm like, okay, well, this is kind of cool. You have a We Buy Houses system. Is that a system, or is it just, do they call in and people would get leads from you? Or is it more like something they could get into? I'm not sure exactly how it works. If you could explain that, that would be awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. We Buy Houses is a system that you can, as a real estate investor, license. So we call it a brand license. It's a little bit like a franchise in how you think of it, but it's not technically a real estate investing franchise. And so when somebody joins We Buy Houses, we give them license to use the We Buy Houses brand with all of our trademarks associated with it. They get an email address at webuyhouses.com. They get business cards with their email address and their webuyhouses.com website on it. It's kind of a business in a box for residential real estate investors.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Because you're all the things that you were saying that people worry about, the website, the logo, the card, business cards and stuff, you're taking care of that.
Absolutely, right. So investors can spend all of their time talking to home sellers, buying houses, fixing up and selling them, and not worrying about all the stuff behind the scenes that, you know, really it takes a lot of different types of expertise to figure out, you know, all these marketing techniques and figure out internet advertising and figure out SEO. And, you know, those are a lot of really different skill sets that most real estate investors don't have.
Yeah, no, I can't even, yes, that's all I will say to that is yes. When you start bringing out SEO and you start bringing out marketing and then you bring out real estate investing and construction, man, those things just don't go together because SEO is such a different skill set than banging a hammer, than understanding that this room can be moved over there and you don't need this, but you need to have a supporting wall that has a weight support on it. You know what I mean? Like the header, and it's such a different skill set. So the fact that yes, I agree with you 100%.
Well, and you know, it's about focusing on your strengths, right? So whether, you know, if you're a really technical person, you might love doing SEO or love doing pay-per-click advertising, and more power to you. If you're but if you've got a different kind of personality where you love interacting with people and being creative, you know, that's a totally different thing. And a lot of people try to learn everything and accomplish nothing. You know, our philosophy really is figure out what you're best at, spend all of your time doing that one thing that you're best at, and then hire out everything else because it's not an effective use of your time to try to be an expert in all things.
You know, it's so crazy, man. I really like you because you have the same exact thought process. I mean, I'm 100% on board with that you there's no way for you to know everything. And to attempt that is crazy. I really like the way you worded it too, because I never thought about it quite like that, that when people get into real estate investing, their whole focus is how do I learn how to do everything? And instead of, I always say, look, you're one connection away from your next deal. That's all I am. I need a great deal. All I am is one connection away. Maybe you are that connection for me, right? There's always, and if I don't get out there and meet more people, I'm never going to get to that next deal. So it's all about connections. It's all about really forming great relationships where you're constantly focused on how can I really see, for me, whenever I create a relationship, I'm always focused on the other person. How can I help them? I'm not at all worried about what I'm getting out of it. Not at all. Because when I'm completely focused on them, then it allows them to see really what I'm about, what we are about, what our company is about. And then it allows them to turn around and help me. And I think if you're focused on helping other people, then that's where you're going to really get the leverage to become and do what you want. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I agree 100%. There's no question about it, that if the mentality that you have going through life is how can I help people, it's going to come back to you 10 times over.
Now, before we go to break real quick, what is a tip, some cool tip that you have that you can give before we break, and then we'll come back and we're going to get into some other really cool stuff that I'm excited about.
Yeah, so I'll give you the number one mistake that we see real estate investors and agents in our network make when they're working with motivated home sellers. So the tip is, or the mistake that we see and the tip that goes with that mistake is that people spend all this money in marketing to connect with a motivated home seller. They spend hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of dollars sometimes to find that person that wants to sell their house quickly for cash. And when that person contacts them, we see so many investors and real estate agents spend 30 minutes or an hour trying to analyze the deal and figure out comps and do all this stuff before they ever call that home seller. So they're spending all this time doing research before they call the home seller. And what that home seller is doing while an investor is doing research, they're calling other real estate investors. So our number one tip that we tell people to be successful as an investor is you have to be fast at follow-up. The number one thing that you got to do is when somebody fills out a form on your website, or if you buy a lead from somewhere, or somebody calls and leaves you a voicemail, that needs to be the most important thing that you're doing is following up with them. Don't worry about going and checking comps. You can do that afterwards. But get them on the phone, build rapport, build a relationship so that they stop looking for a solution to their problem.
I love that, man. That is such a great thing, because the reality is that they are. I remember looking for things, and it doesn't matter what you're looking for, right? If it's 11 o'clock at night and you put something out and you're like, oh, okay, well, I'm not, that didn't answer my question, right? All I did was request information, but I'm still interested. So then I'm sitting there and I'll start looking somewhere else, and I'll keep looking until either I get tired or somebody responds to me. But the first person that responds to me is the person that gets my business typically. And I think that's a really good point that you just brought up, that look, you know, what do you think about maybe getting a different ringer or a different phone or something that, I mean, if this is your business, shouldn't that be the number one thing that you're focused on is follow up on that lead or answering that call live when it comes in? Doesn't matter what you're doing.
You're absolutely right. And that's one of the technology pieces that we built around We Buy Houses, was that if a phone call comes in off of a piece of We Buy Houses marketing that's forwarded to one of our investors, a special phone number shows up on that call, so they always know the calls that are coming in off of marketing generated by We Buy Houses. So they know that the person on the other end is a motivated home seller that's responding to their postcard or TV commercial or billboard.
So it means answer your phone, walk out of the movie theater, stop eating dinner, doesn't matter what's going on, answer that phone, talk to them at least for 5 minutes, get them to stop looking. And then you can go back and do your research, right? Just get them on the phone. Say hi. Hey, this is Pete. I know what you're doing. Hey, I'm right in the middle of dinner. If I could just eat real quick, I will go and I will start doing some research and I'll get you information within an hour or two, right?
No question. And it's scientific. So a university did a study across millions and millions of leads generated on the internet in the real estate and insurance industries. And what they found was that when somebody contacts a company over the internet to get a service, they will keep contacting people until somebody responds. And 80% of the time, if that person is going to do business with a vendor, 80% of the time, the first person to get them on the phone is the person that gets the business, not the first person they contacted, not the second person they contacted. The first person that gets them on the phone is the one who gets the business. And that is very true in the real estate investing world, as well as insurance.
I think, you know, a big reason for that is that the first time they're telling the story, they're looking for help and wanting to be connected, right? The second time, now they've got to repeat themselves. The third time, they're now it's even more repeating themselves. They give less information, right? The first time, they're going to give every bit of information and do their best to help the person help them. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Then, or they just ignore the call, which is what we see happen a lot. Is by the third or fourth vendor that's contacting them back, they've already got a solution. They've already got somebody that's going to help them. So they just don't answer the phone anymore, and they ignore the emails and the calls.
I agree 100%. Guys, man, this is awesome. I am so excited. This is actionable information. You guys just learned an actionable information, an actionable idea that you can implement right now moving forward that will help your business. And the reason is... And I don't care. Jeremy might have been interviewed by Larry King and Fox News and CNBC, but I'm going to tell you right now, I am the best. We are on Bloomberg Radio from LA to around the world on c2creia.com/live. Allergic to average radio. We are empowering real estate, providing real strategies and solutions like answer your phone to change your life while giving you the resources and support to go make something happen.
We'll be right back with Investing Coast to Coast with Pete Asmus and Ivan Oberon.
Hey guys, this is Pete with Investing Coast to Coast with Pete Asmus and Ivan Oberon. Look, if you want to get involved more and are wondering where to start, go to c2creia.com/webinars/. There are multiple webinars that you can register for right now. We do 2 live webinars a week, no matter what. Guys, we're here for you. Let us help take you to the next level. That's c2creia.com/webinars.
Private lending, it's about more than money. It's about self-reliance and the rugged individualism that built America. The American Association of Private Lenders is the voice of private lenders. Our purpose is to advance the interests of private lending and the entire peer-to-peer community. We lend our experience, enterprise, and energy to elevate the standards of our industry and give you a voice in your future. Part of that future? Build your future with us. Join the American Association of Private Lenders today. Go to AAPLonline.com. Thank you.
I'm Corey Siegel with More Financial, and you're listening to Investing Coast to Coast with Pete Asmus and Ivan Oberon, empowering real estate radio.
And now, back to Investing Coast to Coast with Pete Asmus and Ivan Oberon.
Yeah, there you go. We are here on Wake Up Wednesday. Wake up and live your life. Look, guys, right now, if you're sitting there thinking, man, this is kind of cool. How can I get involved? All you need to do, if you want to go and check out We Buy Houses, go to c2creia.com/we buy houses. If you go to c2creia.com/we buy houses, you're going to get pushed through right to their website. Get to see what's going on, what's happening with them. Also, is there a phone number, Jeremy, that people could get a hold of you if they were driving right now and say they don't have the ability to do that, but they have some questions?
Yeah, absolutely. The line to our office is really easy to remember. It's 877-WE-BUY-HOUSES. And when you call into that number, you just press, I believe it's 0 or pound, and it'll connect you to our office. That's also the phone number that we give to investors to use in their advertising. So lots of home sellers call that number to sell their house. And again, it's 877-WE-BUY-HOUSES.
877-WE-BUY-HOUSES. That's pretty easy to remember. I don't think that's difficult in any way, shape, or form. And again, all you got to do is go to c2creia.com/we buy houses, and you can get kicked right through to their link, and that way you can see everything that's going on. This is fun. I got to admit, that's probably one of the best tips that we've had on the show so far, and I liked it because it was completely realistic. It's something that people do constantly. They always say, well, I've got to have time for me. I've got to have time for me, Jeremy. I mean, come on. I was eating dinner. I got to have time for me.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got to decide what's more important, you know, running and growing your business or the enchilada that you're eating.
Yeah, but I mean, I was sitting down watching a movie, man. I've been waiting all week, Jeremy, to see this movie. It just came out.
Well, you know, Pete, I was listening to your intro and to the show, and I couldn't agree more about people are looking for the silver bullet to be wealthy or to be millionaires. And what I've found over my years in business and having built a couple of different companies is that what makes people wealthy is all the really, really simple little things done consistently over and over. There's no big secret. There's no bit of information that you're going to get that's going to make you wealthy all of a sudden. It's really doing the basics over and over and over again. And then you look back and you've, you know, built the Sistine Chapel. But it's one foot in front of the other.
I love that, man. Okay, so we've got I've got to have you on again. I usually say, all right, let me get you on a Wednesday show so I can talk to you more. But I have you on a Wednesday show. So now it's now me saying, okay, I've got to get you on a Experts Corner webinar that we do on Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. because that way, at least I can have you on for an hour and a half if I want, or as long as we want to keep talking, because there's just so much cool stuff that you're talking about and information and ideas that you have. And I want to tap into them. So hit me with another one, because that was really good. And I don't think I want to guide this. I want to let you guide this, this show today.
Well, you put me on the spot. So, you know, a thing that we really talk to a lot of people about in the real estate investing world is really about focus. You know, you mentioned it briefly a little bit earlier about, you know, not learning everything all at once. And yep. We definitely see people do that. You know, they'll go spend $500 or $1,000 or $30,000 for some big real estate investing course that teaches them everything soup to nuts, when the reality is most people need to learn step one, which is, you know, how do you market to home sellers? How do you find a house? And then how do you wholesale that house to another real estate investor? And that really you want to learn the basics before you go try to figure out, how do I do a complete rehab and estimate repair costs and manage contractors and do all this stuff? Because all that's overwhelming. So it's really better to take one step, become an expert in one thing before moving on to the next step and becoming an expert in that thing.
Yeah, but I want to be on the boat. And I have some money, so I'm just going to pay the $30,000 so that I can go be on the boat. I don't understand, Jeremy. Is that it doesn't work like that?
Not in my experience.
Now, wait a second, man. You've built like two big companies. There's no way that you're going to tell me that you didn't just go out on a boat and hang out. You're saying that it just took all work is what you did. You sacrificed and you worked to do that.
It's a lot of hard work, and it's just doing the right things over and over and over again. There's no magic bullet.
I love that, man. It's so cool. You know, the other thing that you said that I really like is the fact that so many people, when they get involved and they're brand new in real estate investing, they're trying, like you said, their goal is to, and mission is to figure out the entire deal, when in reality, the very first thing that they need is a deal. You need a deal. If you don't have a deal, none of the other things matter. Get somebody, and to get a deal, what do you have to do? You've got to get a motivated seller in front of you. That's it, which is exactly what you're talking about. The very first step is to get talking to people. Start talking to them. Stop worrying about this thing over here and that thing over there and the shiny bulb and the way that your room is going to look in the light in autumn and all of that stuff, and focus on how are you going to get a property under contract so that you can now generate a buyer and make money, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the first two things that we teach people or that we talk to people about when they join We Buy Houses is, number one, you got to get in the deal flow. So you have to have marketing out there. Whether it's a lot of marketing or a little bit of marketing, doesn't matter. But you got to be doing something to connect with a motivated home seller. Otherwise, you're just never going to be in the game. And the second thing that we talk really consistently with people about is getting out and networking and meeting people. And you know, whether you have $10 in your pocket or $10,000 in your pocket, it doesn't cost money to call up 10 real estate brokers in your market, ask if you can meet them at their office and tell them what you do, and ask them if they come across a property to give you a call, or people that own title companies or probate attorneys, or, you know, there's a list of 100 different people that can help real estate investors and that real estate investors can help. But a lot of people, again, they're looking for the shortcut and they don't want to take the time to go build that network and meet people and figure out how they can provide value, which in turn is going to help people provide value to them.
Yeah, but Jeremy, I don't really know what I'm doing. So, I mean, if I go and I call these people and then I go and I talk to them and I don't know what I'm saying, then, I mean, then they're not going to ever want to do business with me, right? So I'm never going to get anywhere.
Well, you know, I heard a story once about giving, you know, public speaking. And, you know, a lot of people go do public speaking and they try to fake it till they make it. So they get up there and they pretend they're a great speaker and they're really not, and it's obvious to the audience and it's really uncomfortable. And I think real estate investors do the same thing. They pretend that they're something they're not, and they in effect lie to people about who they are and what they can do. We get contacted all the time by wholesalers that are pretending they've got this huge inventory of properties that they want to sell to us, when in reality they've never bought a house. And so that's fine, right? Everybody starts somewhere, but starting out with deception is the worst way to build a relationship. And taking it back to the public speaking analogy, if somebody gets up in front of a podium and says, you know, this is the first talk that I've ever given, I'm really, really nervous, you know, please bear with me, immediately the entire audience is on their side and pulling
for
them.
They love them. They want to support them. They want to see them do good now. Now they're cheering for them, and when somebody makes a mistake, what are they thinking? That's his first time, right?
Right, and so everybody's in your corner. You didn't trick them. You were up front and vulnerable, and all of a sudden, everybody wants to help you. And the same is true in the real estate investing world. If you try to come off as a big shot and you're not, people don't want to deal with you because they can see right through it. But if you show up and you say, I'm on this journey, and I'm learning, and how can I help you?
I love it right there. That's it. Yeah. How can I help you? That's the difference between somebody that wants to make it and somebody that's faking it. Like you're saying, if I roll in there and say, yeah, I'm this and I'm that, and I want you to do this and I want you to do that, and this is the way things are going to work, and I don't know what I'm talking about, we've got problems. If I walk in there though and say, man, I don't know what I'm doing and I want to be the best. My vision, my dream is to be the very best at this. And I would love to help you so that you can help me get there, because I don't know what I'm doing. So tell me what I should be doing. How can I help you? And at the same time, learn what it is to do what it is that I need to do. You know what I mean? And now I'm looking at you going, man, oh, well, come here. Now I've got somebody to help me. I've got an intern. This is awesome. Free help. Right. And all I've got to do is teach them what I'm already doing.
Right, and you'll never learn more than by just standing next to somebody that's actually doing it and watching them doing it. There's no replacement for that type of education.
Man, that is so. Now, do you guys do that kind of stuff? Do you do any handholding? I mean, are there any kind of different programs or systems, or do you want to go into any of that kind of stuff?
You know, I mean, there's a lot of components to We Buy Houses. Mainly what we provide is the marketing platform, and then we are building out some education pieces, again, to help take people from square one to where they could be an active real estate investor. So we have lots of systems and processes behind that. I would say anybody that is a successful real estate investor and wants to grow their business, or anybody who is kind of at the beginning of their journey, we've got a platform and a program that can help them grow their business one way or another with one of the programs that we have.
Now, another real quick question that I have. We are downloaded in over 70 countries. What if somebody like in Turkey or in France, and these are just some of the bigger downloaded areas, but, you know, the UK, they're interested and they're like, you know, this is kind of cool, man. I live over here in France. And they'd probably be saying, I live over here in France, right? And then they're saying, I'm interested in getting involved in this. And is that something that you guys can work with too? If they live in a different country, could they get involved with We Buy Houses?
Yeah, so we have some education programs that certainly would be helpful for people in other countries. Our primary marketing platform is fairly U.S. and Canada-centric. We do a little bit in Australia, but primarily the U.S. and Canada. But certainly we're building software tools and things for investors that are usable anywhere. So whether it's a kind of lead management system, CRM, that kind of stuff, that can be used anywhere in the world. But our marketing platform itself is really U.S.-based.
Right. But what if I wanted to invest in properties in Texas? And I live, you know what I mean? Like, I've done my research and I'm like, yeah, Texas is a great market. California, whatever, is a great market. And I live in France and I want to invest. Couldn't I get involved with We Buy Houses to be able to get leads and work with people? So, because real estate investing, honestly, you don't, as long as you have a power team, you don't have to be where I'm a perfect example. I don't have any local projects going on right now, but we have like five or six different projects happening in two different states. So the reality is you don't have to be there. Is that something that you guys would work with? I guess you would, right? Because you do with Canada.
Yeah, 100%. So the way that we would work in that scenario is we would connect that person with our local We Buy Houses licensee. So, you know, for example, in Texas, most major cities in Texas, we have a number of large investors that are buying 3, 4, 5 houses a month that are using the We Buy Houses system. And so if somebody was in France or Turkey or one of these other countries and wanted to invest in U.S. real estate, we would really connect them with one of those local investors. For an investment in the United States, you really need somebody local there on the ground. You know, you're not going to be in France taking calls from home sellers and negotiating deals remotely. You're going to have somebody there local. And so our local investors in the We Buy Houses program would absolutely be a great connection for people that want to invest in the United States and live in other countries.
Okay, that makes sense. I completely understand that. All right, so let's see. We've talked about foreign investors. We've talked about local investors, how people can get involved. Let's see. You talked about We Buy Houses. There was another company that you mentioned, right? And are you still involved with that company as well?
Yeah, so the two companies that we primarily operate are We Buy Houses, which you just kind of talked about. That's a platform for real estate investors to operate their business on top of marketing, branding, that kind of thing. And then the other business that we have is called Fast Home Offers. Fast Home Offers is the business that I started back in 2003, selling leads to real estate investors. And that model is really quite different in that we do, corporately, all of the advertising ourselves, and then we simply sell those leads to real estate investors and increasingly real estate brokers who then talk to the home seller about buying their house or listing it if they're a real estate agent. And so in that case, the investor is doing nothing from a marketing standpoint. They're just paying for the leads that we go out and generate. And we do lots of pay-per-click advertising nationally. We're in every single Yellow Pages in the entire United States. We do lots of different types of advertising that's very unique that brings those home sellers to us. And then we connect them with one of our local investors.
That's pretty awesome. Now, if somebody's interested in working on that, you know, benefiting from that resource, how could they get involved with that?
Yeah, so it's really easy. They can either go to the website, fasthomeoffer.com, or they can call into the same phone number and tell the receptionist they want to talk to somebody about Fast Home Offer, and that phone number is 877-WE-BUY-HOUSES, and we've got somebody here that can talk to them and walk them through the process and tell them what it looks like and get them set up.
Man, that is awesome. All right, well, cool. So tell me, did you have fun today?
I did, Pete, and I agree with you. You're a way better interview than Larry King and Fox News and CNBC.
Yes. See, there you go, man. This, and you know why? It's because
don't mess with me, man. I'm a lawyer.
Or at least I have one. But now here's something that I got to ask you, Jeremy. This, I think you were going to absolutely agree with me about.
Winning is not a sometime thing. It's an all the time thing. You don't win once in a while, and you don't do things right once in a while. You do them right all the time. Winning is a habit.
It's a habit, right?
That's right. It's simple things done over and over.
Right on. Jeremy, any last thoughts before you jam out? I've got to tell you, thank you so much for giving us your time today. I know that you're a super busy guy running these different companies. We Buy Houses, which is a huge platform. And anybody that is interested, man, I'm telling you right now, go check it out. Go to c2creia.com/WeBuyHouses and check out the website. See what kind of things they have to offer because it's a ton. And I know you guys know the name. I know you know the name, We Buy House. Everybody knows that name. It's impossible not to know that name. So that's somebody you want to be connected with, right? That would be somebody that you would want to be getting leads from because that's somebody that's getting a ton of leads on a consistent basis. So, Jeremy, what would your last or what would your parting words want to be?
Well, I think my parting words, Pete, are just I want to thank you for your time and for this show and helping educate people without charging them a lot of money and getting the word out about real estate investing. So thank you for having me on, and thank you for taking the time.
Thank you so much, guys. All right, Jeremy Brand, everybody. Or in fact, here, look it. This is what I'm going to do. Jeremy Brand. That's right. He even got the stereo scratch stuff going on. All right, guys. Thank you so much, Jeremy. Have a great day, and we will talk to you later. I definitely want to set up that that webinar with you, okay?
Very good. Thanks, Pete.
All right, buddy. Okay, guys. Well, you know, we're almost done for the day. We've only got a few minutes left. I want to make sure that I talk about what's going to be happening tonight. I have Journey to Success, the webinar call. I wasn't able to do it on Sunday as I was driving back. So, guys, I'm telling you right now, tonight's call is going to be amazing. We talked a lot about different things last week. We were talking about, if I can pull this thing up real quick, different ideas on what you needed to do, right? The whole idea of Journey to Success is all about how to take you to the next level of you, how to make sure that you can reach your next journey, right? Your next idea, your next resource. But it's got to be through you moving forward. It's got to be through you unlocking your reality, right? So last week, we talked a lot about NLP. We talked about what you needed to do. And then we've got this week, we are going to be talking about putting everything together, I think, is really what it is. It's and I can't find it right now, so I'm not going to worry about it. But make sure you tune in or go check it out on Facebook. I'll be putting up the slide presentation of it today as well, so you can see that on my Facebook page. That's just facebook.com/ I think it's Pete.Asmus at Facebook. But you can also catch me on Twitter at twitter.com/ Pete Asmus is my Twitter username. So it's PETEASMUS. And in fact, the easiest way to find me is just Google me. I mean, honestly, go to Google and hit in Pete Asmus and you're going to find the first 800 pages of everything that we've been doing. I mean, we literally have 460 videos, I think, at this point. Videos just last night went up of the SEO. Our SEO webinar, if you guys missed that, I'm telling you right now, that was an awesome webinar. If you think today was cool with some information that we got out of this, last night was even better because it was applicable about how SEO really works together. So make sure you check that out as well. That'll be up on Experts Corner today. You can find it on YouTube. If you go to my YouTube channel, you'll see it was yesterday's upload. Also, acquisitions in action. We did a Google Hangout on that yesterday. If you missed that, go to c2creia.com and right there on the right side, you'll see April in Atlanta, the little picture with Ivan and I on it. Go ahead and click that. It'll take you right to that page. You can watch the video and check it out. It'll explain everything that's going to be happening on that. I'm telling you, man, this April in Atlanta is going to be amazing. If you have not went and checked it out, you need to. It is the first time I've ever heard everybody that I talk to goes, I can't believe what you're doing, because I've never seen anybody do it. In fact, Jeremy even said, he said, look, the best way to learn is to watch over somebody's shoulder. That's what we're letting you do in April in Atlanta. Except if you want to get involved, you can get involved too. And the reality is that the cost or the investment of the education of the trip is a deposit. It's a deposit towards your first deal. So it's not even like we're charging for the education. We just want you to come out there and get involved. We want you to take action. So make sure you come and check it out. And if you have any questions, I mean, honestly, the worst thing you can do is just not watch that video. Go and watch the video. See what's actually going to happen. We break down what we're going to do on the show or at the trip. We break down what opportunities are going to be there. We break down the fact that we're giving away a property. We're giving away a property at this training. That's how bad we want to get you guys involved. We know that once you see the light, man, there's not going to be anything holding you back from reaching your destiny. So make sure that you guys get involved in April in Atlanta. Make sure you go to c2creia.com and check out our webinars tab. Go on there. Sign up for these different webinars. They're all free. Learn how, like for instance, the credit one. Learn how to get 45 points on your credit in 45 days. It's a free webinar to show you how to add points to your credit. Why would you not want to do that? Why would you guys not want to take advantage of resources? This is what I mean by what I think is crazy. That I'm doing everything in my power to provide great, fantastic resources for you guys. But at the end of the day, all I can do is provide them. You have to take action. It's going to be the same thing that I know that's going to be happening on the TV show. We're going to be talking to people that are stuck in a situation and they're not wanting to look at the reality that it's going to just take hard work to get out of it. It's going to take effort. It's going to be painful. But the pain, that's the exciting part. When everything is crumbling around you, when you feel like everything is going, that's exciting because that means change is inevitable. It's inevitable. So embrace it. Embrace the fact that now you get to do something different. Now you get to make it better. You get to make it more efficient. You get to make it stronger. But the only way for that to happen is for you to remove the things that are blocking the progression, that are blocking the fact that it can evolve. So make sure that you guys are doing what you need to do. Make sure that you guys are staying in focus. Staying in focus, meaning focus on what you need to do. What are your real goals? What are you really want to achieve? Because right now you're getting what you really want to achieve. And if you don't like what you're getting, stop looking and focusing on those things and start focusing on the things you really want. Every time I've changed my focus, I've gotten it. I wanted to do radio, changed my focus, I got it. Then 8 months ago, I said, man, I'm going to have a TV show. I'm going to do a TV show. And now, boom, I'm getting that opportunity. So my point to you is, if you really want it, focus on it. If you really want it, go get it. Don't let anything get in your way. It doesn't matter if you're going to tell me that you've got this reason and this reason and this reason, you're not ready to move forward. Because the only way that you're going to be successful is when nothing can stop you from being successful, when nothing else matters except attaining that goal. And that sounds harsh, but that is reality. Because otherwise, you're just floating in convenience. If it's comfortable, if it's convenient. Guys, without you, there is no us, because you put the why in our success. Have a great day and go make something happen.
You've been listening to Investing Coast to Coast with Pete Asmus and Ivan Obron. Visit us at c2creia.com for more information and resources.